Welcome to the season premiere and the first episode of Snowshoe Stories. I'm your host, Marley Shepherd, and since I don't have a guest, I'm just going to tell you my own story. So, it's my birthday. I'm turning 5 years old, which is big at the time for my parents because, you know, their little boy is finally turned five. And now, we needed to do something big to celebrate. So, they decided to take me and my brothers and sister to Chuck E. Cheese, which was great. Had a lot of fun there. Besides these two things. So, first, they had a really creepy mascot who would come out at every hour when it hit the 30-minute mark. I mean, they had a cool little system, but not to me in my 5-year-old mind, because I thought that job was creaky. Creaky. Creepy. I need to go back to school. And, second, they had this animatronic on stage. Yes. And then he had this little parrot with him. I don't know why he's a rat. What does he need a bird for? I mean, that's Central Park for you, but whatever. Did I say Central Park? I meant Central Park Zoo. That was a dumb joke, if you don't get it, but, yeah. Those were the two things, but it didn't really bother me that much at the time because, you know, it's my birthday. I'm five. I'm finally five. I'm about to go to school next year. And there was a ball pit at the play place. And it was a really tall play place for a five-year-old. So I just play in the ball pit, climb up the slide, go through the tubes and all that. And this whole time I was wondering, where's Jin? Jin is the youngest out of all of us. He's the little one. Yeah, so I'm wondering, where's Jin? And then there's this little tube, and then it has a window. So I look through, and I see Jin running across the room. I'm like, where's he going? So I get out the ball pit. I look at the clock. I can't read the clock, but I can hear the announcement on the speakers, like, it's 4:30. And then I'm like, why is that important? And then I see my brother running towards the mascot with a bunch of kids surrounding him, and he's throwing tickets, and they're all dancing to him. What was it? Surfing Bird by the Trash Man, you know? The bird, bird, bird. The bird is a word. Anyway, I'm off topic, but, yeah, so he's running over there, and I'm like, oh, no! Because I was terrified of that mascot. And Jin is literally, in my mind, running to his death. And so I'm thinking to myself, Marley, you got two options. You could go back to the ball pit and act like nothing happened, and Mom will save him. Or I could go in there and I could pull him out. That came out wrong, but you know what I meant. So I was ready to run back to the ball pit, and then I'm like, wait, he's throwing tickets. Maybe I could just grab, like, 5 or 10 or 16. I couldn't count. This is just me remembering. And, so I run over there, and then my brother gets lost in, like, this, well, he didn't get lost. I lost him in this sea of children, you know, just dancing around, you know, grabbing tickets. And I'm just trying to grab tickets to find my brother. So my one hand is grabbing tickets, which I never saved, and my other one is grabbing a bunch of kids' ankles, trying to see which one is Jin's. And then I remember I grabbed the wrong ankle, and the kid just, like, steps on my face, and I, like, try and roll away, and I bump right into the mascot. And I hear this guy in the suit go, huh? But I thought it was just Chucky. So I looked up, and oh my god, I almost shit my pants. Because he looked down at me, and he puts his hand down, and I'm thinking, oh no, he's going to drag me away. And then He was like, you okay, kid? I was like, leave me alone, Chucky. So I like roll away and run. I was like, screw my brother, screw this, it's my birthday, I don't want to die. So I run back to the ball pit, and then I go back up to the window, because that was like my peeping hole, and I see my brother like giving high fives to Chucky, and he's got a bunch of tickets in his hand. I was like, I should probably run down there and rob him. But anyway, that's the story. That's my story. There's going to be a lot more to come. Some of them surprising, some of them, you know, same as mine. Not that surprising, but you know, it keeps the episodes going. So, I'll see you next time. This has been Snowshoe Story.